They don't all come. Don't come to this.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Elena, okay. Ms. Perhart. Great job.
Sure.
Welcome. Thank you for coming. Let's pray. Lord, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for letting this program come and happen, and that you for this award ceremony happen, and we just praise you for that, and let us have a great time tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I present Todd and Tammy Williams and the Cub Cadets.
Thank you. The Cub Cadets this year, they did a great job with their song. I appreciate that. But they have done a lot of work. They've spent months. They have a book that they go over. And in that book, they learn the stories of the Bible. A lot of the stories that we heard growing up, they learned, and they learned to apply them to their lives. In addition to learning the stories of the Bible, they also worked on memorizing facts about those stories. They worked on memorizing verses that applied to those stories and things that they could apply in their everyday life. And they memorized those verses every week. They didn't come in and try to do 15 at a time when all of a sudden they wanted to catch up, but they worked every single week to do that. And parents, we appreciate your help with that as well. We taught them to be faithful in bringing their Bible. They got were awarded points for bringing their Bible, and of course, we awarded them points for attending each week. So each of our Cub Cadets tonight will be recognized for, number one, their participation in the program, and then further in just a moment, we'll recognize those further who have finished their books. To start off with, we would like to recognize Abby Foran. Abby is in K-4. She's age 4. Her favorite fruit is chocolate chip pancakes. That sounds really good to me. And she would like to be a ballerina when she grows up. Oh, Abby, good job this year. And we also have Ben Foran. Ben Foran is age 5. His favorite subject in homeschool is show and tell. Curious what he brings home. He likes the best thing about cadets. He loves the games. He likes to eat barbecue ribs. Jenica Reed. Jenica has participated in the program this year. She attends Cedarview Christian School. Her favorite verse is John 3:16. And she likes to play soccer. Good job, Jenica. Ariana Hummer. Ariana participated this year, worked very hard in the Cub Cadet program. Her favorite subject in school is art. And she likes cherries. And when she grows up, she would like to be a missionary. And Misha Kazee. Misha loves drawing at age 5, and she loves to play with Play-Doh. And when she grows up, she would love to be a pizza maker or an ambulance driver. One of the two. Good job, Misha. The next group of Cub Cadets we'd like to recognize. Each of these folks have finished their book. It means that they have went through, they've memorized all the required verses and have been able to finish their book this year. The first one that we have is Allie Davis. Allie's favorite subject at school at Ridgeview is recess, and she likes to eat Hamburger Helper. And she wants to be a vet when she grows up. That'll help. She can take care of those guinea pigs, Lenny and Magic, that she has at home. John Harless. John Harless is homeschooled, and I like his favorite verse, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." His favorite food is apples, and he would like to be, when he grows up, either choir director, preacher, or teacher. Pretty lofty goals. Tabitha Williams. Tabitha is homeschooled. And she likes, now here's a concoction. She likes pepperoni, yogurt, and soy milk. I hope not together. And at some point in her life, she would like to either be a doctor or a musician. And last but not least, we have Sierra Steels. And Sierra is 4 years old. She's homeschooled, has a dog, and her favorite thing about cadets is playing in the gym. Good job, Sierra. All of the cadets that we just recognized participated in the program all year. There were three who, because of their hard work, we're going to recognize tonight because these three earned the most points out of the entire group. Third place, for all the points that she earned for memorizing verses, bringing their Bible, attending faithfully, third place is Allie Davis. Good job, Allie. Second place is John Harless. job, John. In first place with the most points out of all Cub cadets this year is Tabitha Williams. Well done, Tabitha. These cadets worked very, very hard. Congratulations.
Someone say amen right there. Great job. Cadets, attention. Please stand for the Pledge of the American Flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Cadets, attention! Pledge the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
Make it right to my
his words in my heart, and I might not sin against God.
Please be seated.
Sixth grade. Who is the author of the Bible? Fifth grade, what is the autonomy of the local church? Fourth grade, why should you read God's Word?
Sir, Psalms 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man glimpse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they which testify of me. Sir, according to Psalms 119:9, you should read God's word because it makes you clean. According to John 5:39, you should read God's word because it teaches you about Jesus Christ. The words taking heed in Psalms 119:9 mean to keep guard or protect. According to 1 Peter 2:2, you should read God's word because it helps you grow as God's child. According to Ephesians 6:11-17, you should read God's word because it helps you present against the attacks of the devil. The word scriptures is speaking of the Bible. Sir!
Thank you. third grade. What must I do to be saved?
Turn.
The thumb means?
God loves
you. John 3:16. The index finger.
Everybody is a sinner.
Romans 3:23.
For all have sinned and are short of the glory of God.
Middle finger.
Sin must be paid for.
Romans 6:23. Ring finger. Romans 5:8.
God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Pinky finger.
You must personally ask Jesus Christ into your heart.
Romans 10:13.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sir!
Second grade, is God looking for a sincere soldier?
Yes, sir.
Cadet Jenkins, front and center. Jenkins, I've heard that name before. I knew a Jenkins that played baseball many years ago. Cadet, we have rules, and rules are made to obey. You may not like all the rules and obey them, but if you do, God will bless you for it. Now, Cadet, tuck that shirt back in. As you were.
First grade, what should you do with the Bible?
Jenkins. Jenkins. Cadet Jenkins, front and center. Cadet Jenkins, is your father's hair color almost like mine?
Yes, sir.
Is your father as tall as I am?
Yes, sir.
Is he standing behind me?
Yes, sir.
You've grown since the last time I saw you.
Go ahead and laugh. That is great. Wonderful. I think he looks outstanding, don't you think? Have y'all think he looks good? Would you raise your hand? Sure. Outstanding job. We're going to proceed here, okay? All right, they'll be back in just a few minutes for their awards and all that. I just want to talk to you about the cadet program just a moment here. There's a couple of things that's been going on tonight that maybe you weren't aware of, but this was laying on my desk today. I believe this is from Mrs. Mineta. It is, and I thought what she left on my desk kind of summarizes what we're doing, and then I'm just going to give you an acrostic tonight about what the cadet program's all about, and then we'll proceed. It says, two very important words you have brought to our attention. One is family and one is legacy. Tonight in your remarks to God's people, we have, number one, whenever the program started, we had Mrs. Kim Prillhart with her daughter Elena playing the instruments over there. Rachel Snodgrass, who was playing the guitar for the Cub Cadets, she is a former cadet and so is Elena. Myra Burchett, who was singing with her mother over here just a minute ago, she's currently in the cadet program, obviously singing with her mother. I'm reading directly here. This is what Cadets for Christ is all about, passing it to the next generation. That's what we see from your heart that we want with God's help to train these children in the cadet program. We're praying that parents will see your vision for their children to enroll them in the cadet program next year. Thanks for giving us the privilege of serving in this program and local church. Also, I've been asked to remind you that all of this is being recorded, and if you'd like to get a copy of it, all you got to do is let us know. And I have been told that the night of the Minute to Win It game that they had just a couple of weeks ago, that is supposed to be included on the DVD. In other words, if you order the DVD, it's going to have this entire program on it along with the Minute to Win It activity night that they had over there. You're not going to want to miss that, okay? So that was a great thing. Obviously, we're not here to take a long time here tonight. I just think it's appropriate every year that I kind of share with you why are we doing this program. I realize we've got some visitors here. We've got a special way of greeting you later on in the service tonight at the end. But I just want to give you the acrostic for cadets, C-A-D-E-T-S, and just give you a word or a thought with each one of these letters about what this program is all about. And if you send your child here or whatever the case may be, we're so happy that you do that. We're honored that you do that. We don't take it for granted that you entrust your children to us. And I just think it's appropriate that you understand that when they come, what are they going to be taught? What are they going to be learning? First of all, the C, the Cadets for Christ program. Cadets, what we emphasize is Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it talks about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, Jesus Christ is the motive for this program. We're not doing this program for our church. We're not even doing it for your children. We're doing it for the Lord. Jesus Christ is the motive. He's the highest motive that you can ever get. By the way, He ought to be all of our motives. I mean, we ought to be living for Christ, doing what we do for Jesus Christ. The A tonight, cadets, is about assisting the parents. Now the Bible teaches in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, and beginning with verse number 4, here's what it says. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." In other words, God makes it emphasis here that the church is not the primary agency, if you will, God ordained agency, if you will, to teach children the truths of God's Word. That obligation lies at the feet of the parents and of the grandparents. So what I mean by cadets is about assisting parents. If you remember how Aaron and Hur held up the arms of Moses, and as long as they held up the arms of Moses, they prevailed. That is how we view the cadet program. We're not Moses, we're Aaron and Hur. We're coming alongside the parents, and we're assisting you in raising your children for Jesus Christ. In other words, we're not taking your place. We are hopefully simply reteaching what you're already teaching your children. It's not the church's job to teach your children. It's your job. And it's the church's job to make sure that we're preaching and teaching the truth. And in a perfect world, if you will, the parents are teaching these same truths to their children in the home. So cadets is about Christ. It's about assisting the parents. The letter D, it's about helping the kids develop a daily walk with Jesus Christ. Now what you heard him quote, sure, they've been learning these things. There's no doubt about that. But every one of these things that they quoted is just part of the book that they were learning from for that particular year. And what we're training these young kids to do is to read their Bible every day. And we're training them to pray every day of their life. You know, it's interesting and it's important that they learn that God will hear them if they talk to Him, and that He can speak to them if they'll read His Word. That's what the D's about. The E, by the way, that's Micah 6:5. The E is about teaching them about the importance of eternal life. John 3:15 and 16 teaches this. This cadet program places the emphasis on Jesus Christ being the only way to heaven. Now, these children, they're going to hear on a number of occasions throughout this program from Cub Cadets starting at 4 years old all the way through the sixth grade, throughout different occasions of the year, they're going to be hearing how they can trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. There's a lie going around, and that is there's many ways to heaven. Anybody who knows anything about the Scripture knows that that is a lie. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And we're training our children here that He is the only way. So we're training the importance of eternal life. The T, which is really what all the books are about, we are emphasizing the teaching of the Word of God. This is found in 2 Timothy 3:16. Every book in this program is written and devoted to teach the children something about the Word of God. Now, we want these children to learn the importance of God's Word at their young age. I mean, they're learning the Ten Commandments. They're learning what it means to be saved. They're learning Bible doctrines. They're learning what it means to be a Baptist. They're learning Baptist distinctives. They're learning all these different kind of things about Bible doctrine, teaching them the Word of God. You know, I'm glad we can trust this book I'm holding in my hands. And we're training our children in this church. We're training them. You don't doubt this book. It's God's book. It's God's Word. Live by it. Love it. Learn it. I mean, obey it. Read it. Memorize it. This is what this church is trying to do with the cadet program, teaching the Word of God. And then the S. By the way, I've gone quick, and I know what our people are thinking. Making an acrostic every time you get up, you know. But the S tonight, what's cadets about? It's about Christ. It's about assisting the parents. It's about developing a daily walk with God. It's about eternal life. It's about teaching the Word of God uncompromisingly to them. And then the S, it's about teaching them to share the gospel with the world. It's about sharing the gospel with others. In Mark 16, 15, we hear this, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's interesting. Now, I believe it was the second grade. I believe it was the third grade. I don't remember what grade it was. Anyway, it was one of the grades who quoted to you the hand. The interesting thing about it is they're learning the hand in first grade. And they're being re-emphasized the hand all the way through the sixth grades. And when they get out of sixth grade, they're going to know that hand. If they study now, they're going to know it like the back of their hand, if you will. And the interesting thing is this. Somebody taught me the hand. In other words, the thumb. God loves you, John 3:16. We've all sinned, Romans 3:23. All sin has to be paid for, Romans 6:23. Jesus Christ has already paid for all of our sins, Romans 5:8. And you must personally receive the gift of eternal life, which is Jesus Christ. That's Romans 10:13. I was taught that in Bible college. We brought it back here, now we're teaching others. And it's interesting that our children and our teenagers are learning to give the gospel with their hand. One of the beautiful things about this is we have some cadets in our church. I believe it's two sisters, if I remember right, two separate families where one sister helped lead her younger sister to Christ by using the hand that she learned in the cadet program. And I believe it was the sister of a brother or the brother of the sister, whatever the case may be. Anyway, it was a brother and sister. One of them used the hand that they learned in the cadet program to lead their other sibling to Jesus Christ. It works. It works. You know what excites me tonight? It excites me when I see these children get up here and they're quoting this stuff off. They're getting it. They're getting it. And we're excited about the cadet program. If you have a child, four-year-old all the way through the sixth grade, you might have a child that age or a grandchild that age, whatever, who's not involved in a ministry like this. I encourage you. Get the word out about it. And because we want to train as many children as we possibly can. And I encourage you and leave you with this thought. And then the cadets are going to come back. We're going to have the award ceremony here. It's impossible to train your child or your grandchild in the truths of God's word if you're not trained yourself. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you and plead with you tonight to trust Jesus Christ today, because He's the only way to heaven. And all you have to do is confess your sin to Him. Ask Him to come into your heart and forgive your sin and be your Lord and Savior. I leave you with this thought here. I met an 88-year-old man today at the nursing home who looked me right in the face and said, "No, I do not know Jesus as my Savior." I gave him the gospel, asked him to respond, and he said, "No, not today." 88 years old. Don't let something like that happen to you. Amen. Let's pray together. We'll proceed. Father, help us now. Bless in the remainder of this service. May Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. All right, now we're going to have our award ceremonies. This is the boys and girls have worked real hard this year. And Mr. Brown will be describing the awards to you. I just want to thank all the parents of these boys and girls for letting my wife and I be involved with your children and all our workers this year. We really appreciate it. We count it a privilege to work with your children. We love these children. We're proud of them. And now we'll have our ceremony.
The kids worked very, very hard this year. And just as we talked about with the Cub Cadets, they had various things they needed to do to earn points. For the cadets program, they earned points by attending faithfully. They had Bible reading they needed to do. They had memorization of not just verses but also facts. They were encouraged to bring other cadets to Cadets for Christ that did not attend the program regularly. And we also encouraged them to attend church faithfully. For each of these things, they earned points. Every one of them worked hard, and we're going to recognize every cadet tonight for their participation in the program. And they will receive their dog tags. It'll have their name on it and for their participation in the program. And then we will also do some recognition of those who finished their books, earned some extra awards, and also the best achievers as far as points. So for participating this year and earning their dog tags, first we have is Aaron Thornburg. Aaron loves tacos, and I want to see what his career goal here is. He wants to be a Monster Jam truck driver. I like that idea. J.T. Steet. J.T. loves hot dogs. He attends Tri-Cities Christian School, likes math, and he has a pet turtle. He moves faster than a turtle. Katrina Kazee. Katrina would like to be a preacher's wife when she grows up. And she loves tacos. Isaiah Foran. I like this Isaiah. His favorite food is mashed potatoes. Acts 16:31 is his favorite verse, and he would like to join the army when he grows up. Good job, Isaiah. Rebecca Nash. Rebecca is sixth grade and goes to Ridgeview Elementary. Her favorite verse is Romans 3:23. And the thing she likes the best about cadets is her friends and the teaching of God's Word. And she loves Dad's hamburgers. You'll appreciate that. You can make her one this weekend. Tanner Watson. Tanner's favorite verse is John 3:16. He enjoys game time and he wants to either be a football player or a pastor when he grows up. Good job, guys. The next group of cadets we want to recognize are those who have worked faithfully throughout the year and have finished their book. So at every week they were doing something, working hard, and were able to complete all of the stages in their book. And we've got several of those this year. Avery McInturf. She's 7 years old, goes to Gray School. She likes cheerleading and softball. And when she grows up, she wants to be a mom and a teacher. Colby Wilson. Colby's favorite verse is James 1:22. He has two pets, Chloe and Paisley. And he would like to be a vet when he gets older. Likes baseball too. Hope Randolph. Hope goes to Ridgeview. She enjoys reading. Her favorite food is cherries. And she likes the favorite thing about cadets is book time. Good job, Hope. Caleb Harless. Caleb's favorite verse is Psalm 56:3. He has dogs. He enjoys about cadets learning about God. And when he grows up, wants to be a zookeeper. Good job, Caleb. Hayden Page. Hayden goes to Gray Elementary, enjoys gummy bears, and he wants to be a professional baseball player when he grows up. Gabe Davis. Gabe goes to Ridgeview, enjoys playing baseball. Not sure what he wants to do when he grows up, but he said something about Mr. Farmer being his favorite teacher in cadets. Good job, Gabe. Judson Jenkins. Judson's favorite verse is, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee." His favorite food is corn. Dad, are you ready for this? He wants to be a ninja when he grows up. Now, we've put him up to some things, but we didn't put him up to that. Maddie Rourke. Maddie loves pizza. She wants to be a teacher, and she has a cat named Sammy. And she already likes to shop. Sorry, Maddie. Myra Burchett. Myra's homeschooled. She likes math and history. She likes to sing, too. She did a great job tonight. She enjoys memorizing God's Word, which is part of cadets. And she likes red velvet cake. Chase Sturgill. He wants to be an artist when he grows up. And Chase's favorite food is strawberries. You're loving life this time of year. Lainey Watson. Her favorite thing about cadets is when Mr. Mineta preaches. And her favorite verse is Exodus 20:14. And what she would like to do when she grows up, and I'll just read it for you. I would like to be whatever God wants me to be. That's pretty good. Abigail Smith. Abigail goes to Sulphur Springs School. She likes Italian food, like ravioli. Would like to be a vet when she gets older. And she has dogs and horses. Addison McInturf. Addison goes to Gray. She enjoys reading. She likes steak. She has a dog and a cat, Zoe and Chloe. Makes sense. And wants to be a professional softball player. Alexandria Street. Alexandria enjoys the games and seeing her friends when she comes to cadets. She likes pizza. Favorite verse is John 3:16. Wants to be a nurse practitioner. Pretty good goal. Andrew Farmer. Romans 10:13 is his favorite verse. He enjoys math at Ashley Academy. I like his biscuits and gravy and sausage. That's pretty good favorite food. He would like to either be an architect, oh, I'm sorry, not or, an architect and a farmer when he gets older. Levi Foster. Levi wants to be a preacher when he gets older. His favorite verse is Ephesians 4:32. And his favorite food is sushi. You know that's raw, don't you? Might have ruined it for him. Luke Randolph. 2 Timothy 2:3-4 is his favorite verse. Enjoys book time and cadets. Likes Ridgewood barbecue. And a canine police officer he would like to be one day. Madison Brown. Madison is one, I think, of about four cadets that is earning a special star on her award for finishing all their extra credit. Not only did they finish their verse, but there was extra credit at the end of the book, and there were some cadets that worked very hard and finished that as well. So Madison finished that. Her favorite verse is Psalm 56:3. She likes reading, volleyball, computer games, and would love to be a vet when she grows up. Andrew Davis. Andrew looks sharp tonight. Leviticus 19:2 is his favorite verse. Enjoys baseball, violin, playing with his pets. And he would like to be a person who studies reptiles when he gets older. Evan Payne. Evan was another of the cadets that finished all of his extra credit this year. Worked very hard to finish his book, took the extra time, finished his extra credit. Evan is homeschooled. He enjoys collecting bottle caps. and would like to be the owner of an Italian restaurant when he gets older. We'll come eat there. Gideon Williams. He wants to be a pro soccer player. He's got the look of a soccer player, doesn't he? He likes barbecue and ham. He has 2 dogs, 4 frogs, and a fish. Elizabeth Farmer, who would love to be an author when she grows up. I think she have already seen some stuff she's written. And her favorite food is cheese, and she gave me a whole list of the types of cheeses that she wrote down here, but I won't go into those. Favorite verse is Joshua 1:9. Hannah Foster goes to Indian Springs Elementary, likes coffee cake, and her hobbies are knitting, reading, and dolls, and would love to be a missionary as she gets older. Hannah also finished all of her extra credit this year. Good job, Hannah. Josie Rourke. Josie's favorite verse is Romans 6:23, and would love to be a pediatrician as she gets older. Her favorite food is Powell's French fries. That's pretty good. Olivia Collier has 2 pets, Annie and Butter. I'm not going to let her name my kids. Chapel time and enjoys chapel time and cadets and wants to be a vet when she gets older. Abby Wilson. Abby enjoys math at Boone's Creek Middle School. She enjoys learning verses. Her favorite verse is John 3:16. And she would like to be a special education teacher as she gets older. Duncan Buchanan. Duncan wins the most pets award tonight. He goes to Boone's Creek Middle School. He enjoys math. He wants to be an archaeologist when he gets older. And he has 3 dogs, 2 cats, 1 bird, 1 hamster, and 14 chickens. Some of you all that wanted to be a vet, he's got some work for you. Hunter Page. Hunter wants to be a Major League Baseball player when he gets older. He likes pizza. Likes to learn verses, his favorite part of cadets. His favorite verse is John 3:16. Madison Ford. She gets the Noah Award. You'll figure out why here in a second. Philippians 4:13 is her favorite verse. And she would like to be a pro archer when she gets older. And she has 2 horses, 2 dogs, 2 fish, 2 hermit crabs, 2x2 at her house. Sydney Pierce. Sydney goes to Gray Elementary. Favorite verse is Romans 3:23. Loves lasagna. Wants to be a pediatric nurse when she gets older. And her favorite thing is learning the verses in cadets. Good job, cadets. Very well done. The next group that we will recognize are... And we've talked about this before, how important faithfulness is to everything that we do. And we encourage these children to be faithful not only to church, but also to cadets. And so we have a large group of kids this year who had perfect attendance, did not miss a night. And we will start with Hayden Page. Come on up, Hayden. Maddie Rourke. Aaron Thornburg, Alexandria Street, Andrew Farmer, Levi Foster, Elizabeth Farmer, Hannah Foster, Josie Rourke, and Sydney Pierce. Well done for attending faithfully this year, Cadets for Christ. The next award that we're going to give out is our Search and Rescue Award. We ask, as we indicated earlier, part of the method of earning points is inviting others to join cadets with them. And we'll give two awards out tonight. The first one is for the first through third grade, and the second one is for the fourth through sixth. And the person who brought the most guests with them this year to cadets in first through third grade is Alexandria Street. Good job, Alexandria. And fourth through sixth grade, Sydney Pierce brought the most guests this year. Good job, Sydney. Now we will recognize the cadets who worked very diligently. They attended diligently. They worked very hard in doing their devotions at night. They worked on their own a lot, and they memorized verses, and they did everything that we asked them to do. And because of that, they are the top point earners for this year for Cadets for Christ. And we will start with the first through third grade. The bronze award with 24,740 points goes to Luke Randolph. Good job, Luke. The silver award with 25,815 points goes to Madison Brown. Good job, Maddie. And the first place award this year with 26,540 points, award goes to Andrew Farmer. All right, for fourth through sixth grade, bronze award for 25,640 points goes to Gideon Williams. Good job, Gideon. The silver award with 26,045 points goes to Elizabeth Farmer. Good job, Elizabeth. And with 27,880 points, she's our top point earner for the year. The gold award goes to Madison Ford. Congratulations, cadets.
Okay, before I turn it over to the pastor, I'd just like to recognize tonight all the cadet workers. Please stand. All the cadet workers. And I want to give them a big hand. They're the ones that did all this work. Thank you. Thank you. And then I want to thank my wife because she done a lot of work on this program, and she's my right-hand lady right there. And also, I want to thank all you boys and girls. I'm proud of you. You did a fine job. Did we have a good time this year? Amen? All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll turn it over to Pastor.
All right, I think it's been good, been great. I'd like to recognize Mr. John. This is Mr. John Mineta here. He is our cadet commander. He's doing an outstanding job. I know he didn't. Well, yes, he did ask me to do it. No, I'm kidding with you, but I do think we ought to give him a nice round of applause tonight. He's been very good. I want to challenge you kids, if you're not going to the youth group, you'll be back in your place in Cadets for Christ. When we start back, you bring some of your friends with you. Let me just give some brief announcements tonight. We're going to greet the visitors, take the offering, go home, okay? I've been asked to announce that for our clothing distribution at the John Sevier Center on Sunday afternoon at 4:30, they are needing three more men to help with that. If you're willing to help with that, you're a man and you're willing to help with that on Sunday afternoon, you can see Brother Harry Vickers. He's here to my left and so on. Brother Harry, if you wouldn't mind, I'll just have you come up here after the service. They can come to you here. Please pick up one of your prayer sheets as you go out to see those who are in the hospitals. There are a couple of names that are not on this hospital list, and you can call the church office to get those and so on. So I encourage you to take care of those. We're praying for all these special things going on. We're having an outdoorsman fellowship Saturday for those who consider themselves an outdoorsman, having a wild beast feast this coming Saturday, beginning at 5 o'clock at Brother Steve Mullen's property. So we encourage you to help us get the word out about that. Does Brother Pendleton need to have a meeting about that, or are we set there? We're fine? Okay. Baptismal service this coming Sunday morning. Heritage Day, I hope you'll be praying for that. Mrs. Keith Kaiser will be with us on Sunday morning. And pray for our new cancer ministry that we're trying to get up off the ground. We'll be having a meeting on the first Sunday of June concerning that. Now, if you're visiting with us for the first time tonight, I want to say thank you for being here. I realize many of you have your own church home and all those kind of things, but we'd still like to know who you are, because there is a place on there for you to fill out, yes, I go to church faithfully. Yes, here's why, you know, where I go. We do not try to take people from their own churches. And so on, as long as it's a good church, you understand what I'm saying there, and so on. But we would like to know who you are. Thank you for being here. And what I'm going to ask you to do in just a moment, our men are going to come up the aisle, and what we're going to do is just a little bit different here tonight, men. When they come up the aisle, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand right there where you're seated. We might have some up in the balcony as well. I'm not sure about that, but if we do, we need to take care of that as well. If my wife wouldn't mind just to play through something. As they come up the aisle, if you're a first-time guest, if you wouldn't mind to raise your hand, there's a card in front of you right there in the pew. It's a white card. If you wouldn't mind to take that card out of the pew in just a moment, our men will come by. Men, we got one right here who raised her hand. There's a white card right in front of you in the pew. If you wouldn't mind to take that card out of the pew and fill it out. At the end of this service, if you'll take that card out through the lobby, drop it off to Welcome Center, we've got a special gift for you just to say thank you for being a first-time guest. We're so honored that you're here to be with us. We never take it for granted to have guests among us at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. So I trust our people make you feel at home, be very friendly to you and kind with you. Please fill that card out, drop it off at the Welcome Center. We've got a special gift for you. We're going to pray together. We're going to take the offering. And then we'll be dismissed for this evening, okay? Let's pray together. Our Father, we love you. I ask that you'll bless this offering, the gift and the giver. May the will of God be done, I pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll just guide our thoughts and help us as we take this offering. May you be honored and glorified and praised in everything that's said and everything that's done, I ask. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. All right, let's all stand together. We'll be dismissed with a prayer. Let me remind you, if you'd like to have a copy of the DVD, again, I remind you, if you get it, the activity Minute to Win It is on that. Those request forms are out in the lobby over here to my right, your left. If you'd like to have one of those, just request it, and we'll make sure and get it to you. Let's pray together, and we'll be dismissed. Our Father, we love you this evening. Thank you for this great program, and Lord, for the great year that you gave to our Cadets for Christ. I pray now that you'll bless us as we go our separate ways. Bless those who are with us, who are visiting. Encourage them, help them, and help us all, Lord, to be drawn closer to you. Bless this coming Lord's Day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hope to see you Sunday.